This is a gadget that most of you will probably not have thought about trying to do this with your computer. It is something that is called a control surface, and the purpose of it is to allow your computer to act like a tape recorder, given that you have to run certain software. Usually when you run things like Studio Recorder or SoundForge or, say, some of the Cakewalk Dancing Dots type programs, you use your computer keyboard to control start, stop, play, record, rewind, fast forward, and all that kind of good stuff. But it is nice to have a piece of equipment that actually has buttons on it that look like the transport of a tape deck. And so this device is actually called a transport, TRANZPORT. It has several controls on it. It actually has 20 different controls. If you're looking at it, the bottom five of them are the actual transport controls that you think of in a tape recorder. In other words, you rewind, fast forward, stop, playback, and record. The other controls are assignable, not assignable by you, but assignable by software that you use. And so they would act differently if you were using this with Studio Recorder than they might if you were using it with Dancing Dots, and they would act differently if you were using it with a Mackie digital mixer or something else. But this is pretty much an audio kind of device. There are actually two parts to it. The part that Tim has got in his hand right now is the part that you actually use to control the device. I'm using it with a program called Studio Recorder, and it does two things for me. One, it gives me a set of controls. It's easy to push buttons, and I can treat it just like a tape recorder. But the other thing it does for me is it allows me to do that from a different room, because I've got a recording studio in my basement, and the computer is in the control room, but I may want to be sitting in front of the microphone in the studio. And so I can take this little unit into the studio and push the buttons on the unit and start and stop the recorder, which is actually on the other side of a wall.
Is this Bluetooth? No, it's actually
2.4 gig. It's a wireless receiver. But the controller itself actually communicates with the software by use of MIDI signals, which is why you get to use it on things like Dancing Dots and, you know, some of the other stuff that's MIDI generated. If you had a keyboard and you were sitting next to your keyboard, which is not necessarily right next to the computer, but you might keep this thing on top of the keyboard, and when you got ready to record your favorite piece of the moment that you were playing, you could push the button and start the recorder.
The price?
I got it used, so I got lucky. I paid $200 for it, and I think for an actual new one, I think it would cost $400 or $500, and I don't know the price on the new one.